Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
chain. How many here can say, he broke the chains off of me? I was burdened down. I was heavy loaded. I was weighed down by the sins of this world. But he broke the chains off of me. He broke the thing that was holding me down. He broke the thing that was holding me hostage. Hey, is there anybody that remembers the weights that were removed? Is there anybody that remembers the chains that were broken? I was burdened, I was weighed down, but Jesus came in my life and he ripped the chains off of me. That's why I dance, that's why I jump, that's why I worship. Let's do it right now. I don't have the chains any longer. I'm free, I'm free. He broke my chains. He loosed me. Hallelujah. I will not forget. I won't forget the way it was. I got so many first generation people in this place. You remember the heaviness. You remember the sin. You remember the hold. And when you got the Holy Ghost and you got baptized in Jesus' name, the liberty that you felt, the freedom that you felt. You can't have me, devil. I'm not yours anymore. I'm blood bought. I'm spirit filled now. I'm on my way to a heavenly mansion. Somebody lift up some wild, crazy praise right now. He broke the chains. It was Jesus that did it. You look at me and you say, why do you act like that? Why are you so crazy? Why are you so demonstrative? Why are you so wild? I was going to a devil's hell. I was lost, but joy came to my life. I got the victory in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Right now, let's entertain his presence. I'm telling you, God wants to talk. Somebody listen to me right now. Jesus came off the mountain and he found a dad and a boy that was messed up. his boy had been persecuted by the chains of this world and the chains of the enemy since a child. I'm talking to somebody in this place right now. You've had the chains on you since you were a little child. You've had them on you so long that you've grown accustomed to it. You're used to the heaviness. You're used to the oppression. And there's been times you've tried to break free from it, but it always comes back. Jesus met the man. He said, "Hey, we went to your disciples, but they couldn't help my boy. The chains were too strong. The hold was too strong. You see, it had that since he was a child. It had messed with his mind and started just as a young man." Yeah, I'm talking to you, a young man. It came on you. And you've reached out. But nobody has been able to help you. You've even tried Christianity, and nobody was able to help you, just like the disciples couldn't do it. But Jesus came off that mountain for that boy that day. And the power of Jesus' name is here on a Sunday night in 2012 for you. You don't have to live with those weights any longer. I say the Spirit of God, let it reveal to you right now. Those chains are on you. Those chains are bringing you down. Those chains are holding you back. But Jesus has come tonight to break them off your back. Right now, lay your hands on somebody next to you and say, "I'm going to pray the prayer of faith. I'm going to break you free." Come on, church. There's somebody that's been vexed since a little boy. It's been so long you think it's normal. It's been you all so long you think it's a way of life. But I'm telling you, there's something more. You don't have to live with those anymore. Today can be your new day. Come on, pray right now. Call on his name.
Let me read you my text tonight. The Holy Ghost has orchestrated this night, this moment, this service, these series of services. Let me read my text to you tonight. Mark chapter 5 and verse 1. "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains. And the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always days, night and day. He was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. And denominational church couldn't help him. Quasi-Christianity couldn't help him. But we do what we do because there are some people under the sound of my voice that have been vexed in your mind and vexed in your spirit. And normal church can't help you. There's some people under the sound of my voice, you might be visiting tonight, and you might say, why all the excessive emotion? Because there are people who are vexed. There are people in this city tonight who are cutting themselves. Their heart is so broken. Their mind is so ravaged and tormented. They can't see straight. They can't see up from down. They don't know if it's day or night. And normal church can't help them. Normal church can't satisfy the longing in their soul for something more. And they're clawing and they're crawling to find some place to stand where it's solid and it's fixed. But they don't have any answers. Crying day and night. No respite, no peace, no hope. Just crying out. Come on, can you imagine being close to that man? Can you imagine being the city closest to him? Crying, cutting, desperate, longing. Can you imagine being the church that was supposed to have the answers? Jesus had just come out of a storm. Jesus was in the corner of a boat where the Bible says the boat was full of water. But he was in the inn where there was no water. So the boat had begun taking on water and they were in a desperate situation. But because he had an attitude, because he had authority, because he had power, he started telling the storm where to go. And when he got off of that boat, he had already done some business in prayer. He had already dealt with a spirit that had settled upon the face of the waters. And he came walking off of that boat. And that man saw him. That man saw him coming. God.
nobody else has the answers. I've tried everything. They've tried everything. God. The Bible says Jesus told that spirit, come out of him. And then there's this discourse between Jesus and the spirit. Jesus has so much authority on him, so much power, that the Spirit said, where do you want me to go? I'd like to go in the pigs. Where you want me to go? There wasn't any spitting. There wasn't any... He didn't wrestle with it. He said, go. Take leave. Go.
There's somebody who's addicted to cigarettes tonight. I want you to come down to the altar. God's going to deliver you. Somebody is addicted to cigarettes tonight. God is going to deliver you. If you want to be delivered, you'll be delivered tonight. Don't be ashamed. You've been struggling with it for a long time. You've got to get desperate right now. I'm telling you, when God delivers you, there's some other things that are going to fall off in the name of Jesus. There's some other ancillary spirits that have been hanging out because you can't set it free. God's going to set you free.
Oh, somebody needs to get desperate right now. Somebody needs to get desperate right now. Come on, somebody need. Come on, somebody needs to make up in your mind. I'm leaving them here. I'm leaving that spirit here. I'm leaving that demonic presence here. Break every chain, God. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Something's about to break in this house. Something's about to break in this house. Something's about to break in this house. I need everybody praying right now. I need everybody talking in tongues right now. Whenever that spirit lifts off of you, you're going to begin to feel joy you've never felt before. You're going to begin to feel joy you've never felt. God's going to open up your eyes in the spirit. He's going to show you some things you've never seen before. The spirit of nicotine right now in the name of Jesus. You have no authority here. You have no power here. Be loosed. Be loosed. Be loosed. Be loosed. I need somebody in the house right now that God's delivered you from cigarettes. Come up right now. I need somebody in the house right now that God's delivered you. Come on, keep praying, keep praying. But I need somebody right now that God's delivered you. I want you to lay hands on these right here. I want you to lay hands on them.
I want you to lay hands on him. Hey, we're not doing this to embarrass you. We're taking authority over some things in the house right now. The Holy Ghost designed this moment for you. God's gonna set you free. Because such were some of us. Come on, when you feel that start to lift up off of you, I want you to start to rejoice in the house. I want you to lift your hands and give God some praise for delivering you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me right now. If you're in this house and you're struggling with something, the power of God is here to set you free. If you have something on your person that's hanging you up, that's causing you to struggle, I want you to come put it on the altar right now. If you have something in your life that's a hindrance to your victory, that's keeping you bound, I want you to come put it on the altar.
Break every chain.
Now there was there nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into unto them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil. And also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. They prayed, Jesus, away. They prayed Jesus away because it cost too much. 2,000 head of swine for one delivered man. And the Bible says, and Jesus departed. Listen to me. Your deliverance is going to cost something. In the Sunday school department is going to cost us something. Some little bus kid's going to come hooked on pornography. It's going to cost us something. He's going to come already hooked. He's going to come with his mind so filled with negative influences. And sometimes it's easy to pray Jesus away. Like Mary and Martha. I have a feeling that Mary had helped Martha for a long time. I have a feeling that she had helped her sister prepare the food, wash the cups, the pots. Something different happened that day. Mary got spontaneous. Mary followed the pillar of fire, the pillar of cloud. They're going to think you're retarded, Mary. They're going to think you're silly. They're going to think you've lost your mind. It costs you something to create an atmosphere where somebody can be delivered. And the Gadarenes had heard his cries. They knew he had a tendency to cut himself. They had even tried to help him with managerial means, chains and fetters. With protocol. But sometimes the church's management of the problem can't fix it. Sometimes just another lesson can't get it done. Sometimes Sometimes, youth leader, sometimes what you've done up to this point won't do it. So you look at kids that you know have trouble. God help us. Sometimes, Martha, we have to put the pots and the cups aside. And we have to have a move of God. Sometimes, managing it doesn't get the job done. And we need a supernatural move of God. And you see what Jesus did in his ministry. I was going to preach to you that he was the center. He was the pivot point of all of human history. Everything that preceded him was pointing ahead to him. And everything that succeeded him is pointing back at him. And he gave us a template. He showed us, Dad, how to have victory in your home. Sometimes you have to do the unexpected. Sometimes you just have to push back the plate. Sometimes you've just got to pray until something happens. Sometimes you've got to take the managing of the house and put it on the side. What we need in this day is we need not pray Jesus away. Sometimes we need to make somebody mad. That's what Jesus did. Sometimes we have to mess up people's tradition. That's what Jesus did. Sometimes, sir, you might just need to get another job. Just need to do something different. Because God can come in an unexpected way and transform what was bound and what was dead and what was hopeless. God can resurrect your dreams. Everything that the cankerworm and the palmer worm have devoured. God can reverse it in a moment. But are you willing? Sometimes. To make some sacrifices. Are you willing to walk into the temple? You got to remember they were handling the objects for sacrifice. And Jesus realized that at some point they have made primary things secondary. And they have made secondary things primary. So Jesus sat down with a cord. While business was going on all around him, he sat down with a rope. And strand by strand by strand, he began to braid that rope. Sometimes you've got to kick some stuff over.
sometimes you need to put the managing of the house on the side, paying the bills and going through the motions. And you have to reconnect with the primary. This house is supposed to be a house of prayer. We need God. We need what you saw today. And I wept as Brother Reggie preached this morning. He had five verses of scripture that I had in my notes already prepared for tonight. And the praise team learned this song that they sang this morning and tonight spontaneously. And how many felt the power of God just move? How many of you felt the presence of God sweep in this house? Sometimes you've just got to do something different. Sometimes you've got to push protocol out of the way. And every ministry in this church, on, you can take this as coming from somebody you watched grow up, but I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost, what this church needs right now is in every ministry in this church to put the protocol on the side, do something different. Come on, in some class in this church, in some Sunday school class, There's going to be a group of teachers that get together, and they're going to say, come on, let's have new vision. Let's have new authority. Let's have new anointing in our ministry. I believe there are going to be some people in the ensuing days that are going to get the family that's going to say, you know what? We've had this issue in our home for a long time, and all we've been doing is going through the motions, putting one cup on top of one cup, one plate on top of one plate, but we're going to put the protocol on the side. We're going to have a prayer meeting in our house. We're going to have a Bible study in our house. We're going to turn this thing upside down. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost right now? Does anybody feel the Holy Ghost right now? The power, the presence, the anointing, the Spirit of God is in this house right now. Now, some of you may think we're done, that this is finished, but this isn't finished yet. This isn't quite finished yet. What's about to happen is the Holy Ghost is about to move in this place. The presence of God is about to descend in this. I need you to play something hot. The power of God is about to move in this altar right now. What's represented in this house, in any church, is an ex-wino. An ex-pothead. An ex-crackhead. But there is no substance under the sun that can replace the feeling of the Holy Ghost. I said there's no power. Like that power.
Yes.
There's no anointing.
Tell it.
There's no feeling like the feeling of having the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Come down on your life. I need somebody who's been delivered right now. I want you to step up. If you're on these two steps, I want you to step back. I need somebody who's been delivered to come and stand up here. Somebody who's been set free from drugs. alcohol, immorality. Come on, if you've been delivered, I want you to come stand up here right now. Why don't you give God some praise right now for your deliverance? Come on, what he's done in your life, I want you to lift him up. Somebody give God a shout of praise. He's done so much for me. I can't tell it all. Somebody shout right now. Somebody shout right now. Somebody shout right now. Come on, praise him. Praise him like you got a testimony. Come on, somebody shout. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. Somebody dance. Too cute right now. I'm talking about back in the day when you first got the Holy Ghost. Brother Jerry, I'm talking about back in the day when you got, hey, you can tell when Brother Jerry's feeling it because he moves a little bit. Hey, I'm talking about back in the day when the Spirit of God first descended on your life. And you got so drunk.